were talking about it a little bit yesterday, and this was a mission of Hollis. Sheila shared with me a little bit about how it got started, but this was a mission of Hollis, that he was always there saying, we're going to Star Maker. Just everybody come and enjoy yourself. If you don't sing with us, that's fine, but you'll have a good time. And that is an adopted family of ours over there, so I just share that. Next month, if you get a chance, come be with us there at Star Maker.
Amen.
Wish Josh and Anna Faircloth a happy anniversary. Share that with them, Mary, if you will. And then the other thing that's on here is the men's prayer breakfast is at 8 o'clock out here in the fellowship hall on March 3rd. Come and join in with us. We just have a good time with all of that. And so I would just leave this with you. Again, lift up the senior time. Deacons, I'll say this to you. We had a rock that taught us and give us the right directions on how to continue to operate God's house here.
Yes, amen.
And so we will go forward with what he taught us. Thank you all. David?
Thank you. Thank you. Let the Lord say amen.
Amen.
Today, the Bible says the joy of the Lord is our strength, but the joy today is not there. Sometimes they say, you know, as a Christian, they want you to be happy all the time, but you can't be happy all the time. Because we're going to run into times when we are sad in our heart. I'll tell you, it's been said each and every one of us through today that, well, if this thing don't come on, I'll preach without it. But I thank God that we look and realize that there's going to be a lot of times in our lives like today when we can't be happy all the time, smiling all the time. And there's going to be some tough times. And so this is one of those. As we take our Bibles over to Matthew chapter 5, verse 4, one of the greatest messages that was ever preached, that he preached to the church, was the Beatitudes. And it's almost like it don't make sense, but it does. And I thank God this is a message for us in the times that we're going through today, where basically we don't have that joy that we normally have. We've got sadness in my heart. Let me tell you what I do. I've got sadness in my heart, not only because I've already been experiencing with my oldest aunt, Lord, my youngest aunt, and then this hurt more than all of my family members. It's hurt so much. It hurts our family. But as we come together today, this is what they say is one of those times that we begin to grow closer to the Lord, because it's through His help that He can give us the strength to go forward. And today, how does God bless broken hearts? You know, we wonder that a lot of times, because every one of us, as we go through life today, we weren't designed to go around and be broken down. But God designed every one of us, not as machines, but we're human beings. We're men and women of God. I thank God there's going to be some times in our lives that we're not going to be able to function like we always do. I don't know how good I'm going to function today. I'm going to do the best I can. And Sheila's doing the best she can, Miss Jones, and all the family doing the best they can. And I'm going to tell you, we just give it to the Lord today. How do we rise above these kind of days like this? And this message is for me, if it's not for you. Because God knows that there are going to be days in our life like this. There's going to be some times when it's so sad, Sister Gail. You know, we've only got the Lord to lean on today. And so I thank God as we go through the journey of life, one of the most important things is the journey. God's teaching us something as we go through the journey of life each and every day. It's almost like the story of the eagle that got captured. And this guy, man, he had a booming business. He took that eagle and put him in a cage. And man, that guy was making all kinds of money. He was a merchant. And man, that eagle, everybody come by just to see the eagle. Man, they'd buy stuff in the store. Finally, this old mountain guy come by, and he been tracking, and he'd been tracking out, and he said, "Let me buy that eagle." He said, "I don't know, maybe 800, you know, thought, well, he wouldn't be able to afford it." So everything that he did that year, he took all that money, and he bought that eagle, and he took him out at the edge of town. And he let that eagle out. And that man said, "Man, was that all your money?" He said, "Yeah." He said, that eagle was born to fly, to soar, not to be caged up. And there's going to be times in our life that we're going to soar and we're going to fly, but there's going to be times in our life when we can't do that. We can't always be on the mountaintops. We're going to be in the valley sometimes. And today is one of those times. God doesn't expect me or you to be happy all the time. That's right. You know what? The world may say, "Well, you what? You should be happy all the time." But it doesn't work that way. You know, I thank God, Job tells a great story. Later on in Job chapter 2, he had three friends. He had Eliphaz of Talmini, Bildad of Shuhi, and also Sophar of another place. It's hard to say amen. I think it was Naphtali. All three of them, when they heard that Job was hurting, man, them three friends come running. And before they got to Job, before they ever got to him, they started crying. And they started just ripping their clothes. Before they ever got to Job, and the Bible says in Job chapter 2, that those three friends, they sat down on the ground for 7 days and 7 nights with Job. That's what they did. They just sat down with him. Share his pain, his hurt. I thank God it tells us the great story, even in the Old Testament, of what friends usually do for them. They're there for us. I thank God that God gives all of us a message every day. And so I thank God. You know, somebody said, well, Christians should always be smiling, cheerful, and happy. Yes, maybe sometimes in our spirit we should, but this is one of those times when we can't always do that. You know, the Bible talks about, I think it's in Ecclesiastes. I don't have it in front of me, but it said this way. As a bird is caught in a net, and as an animal is caught in a snare, that's how the sudden things come upon us. This was that sudden. In other words, it was a sudden thing that happened. Shock, sorrow, that when we have that and we experience it, we can only react the way God designed us, exactly how we're reacting. That's the only way that we can, because He designed us to be. So I'm going to tell you, in a few minutes, if you got to cry, hey, just go ahead and cry. Just let it on out. I may cry with you in a minute. You know, one thing that really get me, I don't know if you knew this, but I always look over at Brother Hal and say something that got him teared up. It got me teared up. I couldn't help it. You know what I'm saying? And same with one of you. You get teared up, you're going to get me teared up. So you just go ahead. I don't mind at all. God designed us to be in motion. And I tell you, I don't mind crying. I cry with you right now and hug you. Amen. Keep something close by, because we'll cry together. We'll be together, but we'll get through this. The world is filled with sadness and pain today. Think of all the things that are happening out there. It ain't just because funerals that people have to be sad. These people that don't have Jesus in their heart. Let me tell you why I'm grieving. I'm not grieving this morning for Hal. And I want to explain that. Because Hal is where we want to be. Amen, Ms. Jones. So he's where we're going to meet up with later on. I'm not grieving for him. I'm grieving because I'm sad without him. He's already there. Kind of like when Brother Roy Fry told Brother Bob, you know, and said, hey, you know what? I'm going to see Jesus for you today. And so I thank God, yes, it is sad, but there's a lot of things that when we get ready to rejoice and lift him up here, the Lord doesn't come back before Monday afternoon, we're going to celebrate. Because he is alive. That man, as you hear the whole story, from the beginning of his marriage all the way, how God has matured him. And I tell you, if we pull together right now as a church family, and this afternoon with the family, as we come alongside them, we're not always going to be happy. And God doesn't expect you to be. You just hug on them. You just be there with them, amen. Born with them, praise God. Grief is a healthy thing, believe it or not. Boy, you take something and you just cover it up, it ain't going to heal. Nah. You take a wound, you don't clean it, and you don't do right with it, and you just hide it and stick it away, hey, it'll fester. But Lord, when we all grieve together, when we all come together, we'll be able to do that. And so the Bible says in Matthew chapter 5, verse 4, if you would you honor the reading of the Word of God this morning? Because He's the one that is going to help us on our way today. He's the one that's going to help us the next day and the next day after that. Because we're never going to, listen to what I'm going to say, we're never going to get over your grief. We're not going to get over how he said, what? No. We might get through, but maybe next year or whatever the Lord might be, I'm going to get over tonight. I won't get over next week. I might not get over it in a couple of years if the Lord doesn't come back. That's okay. See, don't worry about that. We'll get through it, but we'll never get over it. But we'll get through tonight. The Bible says, listen, blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. Please be seated. Father, as we listen to the reading of the Word of God, there's no greater power and strength in our life. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give rest. Lord, we come to you this morning and we ask you for that peace. Lord, you're the only one that can give us the strength. We're weak as we can ever be right now, Father. We're weak in our body, in our spirit, Lord, in our soul, Father. Everything about us is weak right now, Father. Lord, we couldn't really muster a smile if we wanted to, Father. We're sad in our countenance. But Lord, I know that you will give us what we need in the coming days. You'll give our family, Lord, Sister Sheila, Lord, Miss Jones, oh Father, I pray, Mary Senior, Lord, John, Jake, Lord, all the family, Lord, each and every one of the family members, Lord, as you bring them together, as we love on them, Father, you're the greatest source that we have this morning. And Father, I pray this morning that this message, Lord, it's for me, if it's anyone, but let it help us, Lord, to be able to grieve. And Lord, how to get over and be strong for those that will be grieving continuously in the future. Not just at funerals, but Lord, there'll be folks that'll have a lot of loss in their life. There're gonna be some folks they're gonna divorce. There're gonna be some folks that have not only debt, but Lord, they'll have other things. Some are gonna lose their jobs. Some are gonna have catastrophes that would happen that are losses that are hard, like today. And so, Father, I know that we can't always smile at everything. But Lord, I pray, help us to go forward and to go through. And Lord, I pray that through your recovery and through your strength, that Lord, that we'll just take it a moment by moment, step by step, Father, and we'll just learn from you what we need to learn. And Lord, help us to be stronger each and every moment of every day. As Lord, as you work a miracle in all of our lives, in our church, the hurt, the pain that we feel right now, Father, bless this scripture and bless what we say. That will be a blessing to all of us and our families. In Jesus Christ we pray. Amen. I mean, God, this morning as we look and realize that we are surrounded by a lot of sadness in this world today. But grief is something that's really healthy. You know, there's a lot of unhealthy things that we do out there today, and that is we repress a lot of things. We suppress things. Now, thank God, grief is something that's very painful. But it's a healthy thing if you let it run its course. Because God designed it for that. It's a safety mode that we go in. I don't know, I've been in some times where I didn't think I could ever get up and do what I do today, Sister Sheila. I don't know. You know, Charles Stanley, he's 86 years old. I did the math the other day. I've been wondering, you know. And I think of my family and I think, man, what a man of God. At his age, he's still preaching the Word of God at 86 years old. Now, I'm not making little of that. I'm just admiring that he is as bold as he is. And we look at our ages today, and we think, well, maybe we're going to turn another age. Maybe we are. But we really only have right now. We only have today. And so it's real hard to know that we don't know when the Lord. We may live longer. I know that it's hard on moms when they outlive their children. It's hard, as I talked to Sister Mary, and how hard that is to know Mary Senior. But sometimes we unconsciously try to block out painful thoughts. We try to suppress something consciously, and we deny it. But I'm going to tell you, if we just accept that, Lord, I need your help here at this time, there's no way that I'll be able to do anything without your help. And Lord, I need you to help me get through this. One of the first things that we look at this morning is how God blesses broken hearts. And God doesn't expect us to be happy all the time. And I thank God. He has a time and a thing for everything. But every one of us, He doesn't expect us to always be cheerful. But one of the things that we see this morning that it tells us from the Beatitudes that God draws us close to Himself. God draws us close to Himself. You see, He already knows what we're experiencing right now. That no one, just like he's paying attention to the little birds. Y'all know my thing. I pay attention to the birds. That's my thing. I watch out here to the little birds every day, how happy some of them are. How God provided something for every one of them each and every day of every moment. They got something there. God's looking out for your pain right now. He feels exactly. He knows that. He has that capacity. Well, man, the easiest scripture that you could ever memorize is Jesus wept. It came from someone that had compassion for Lazarus when he passed on. And he cried, the Bible says. That's someone that is there for all of us right now. And so I tell you, we look and we realize that through all the things that he does in our life today, that he is our greatest help that we have today. He is our greatest comfort, amen. He draws us close to himself, amen. Psalm 34:18, the Bible says, the Lord is nigh unto them that are of a broken heart. This is the one I was trying to think of the other day. And he saveth much as to be of a contract spirit. He says, the Lord is close to the brokenhearted, is what he's telling us. And he saves those whose spirits have been crushed. That's what the psalm. He says, our spirit has been crushed He says, I know about that. He says, I'm gonna help you get through that. I'm gonna love on you. I'm gonna give you that strength that you need right now, amen. And so I thank God, He's close to us right now because of our spirit being broken. There's nothing that draws Him closer to us than in a time like this that He helps us, amen. And so I thank God as we look at this, He tells us that. Hebrew is another one of those that reminds us that we're never ever alone. We're never by ourselves. We never ever will be by ourselves, amen. You know, as we get narrowed down, I get thinking sometimes as we get our family, you know, oh man, that ain't but so many left. I got 15 of them. With 17 denarius. That's what I'm talking about. I know some of y'all know, but I better explain myself. Every time we go to the graveyard, we're just a little bit less, And I thank God. The Bible says, listening in your text there, it says in Hebrews, let your conversation be without covetous and be content with such things that He has. For He has said, I will never leave thee, nor forsake thee. And then He tells us in 2 Corinthians 16, He says, as sorrowful yet always rejoicing, as poor and yet making many rich, as having nothing and yet possessing all things. He reminds us, amen, that Jesus makes the difference is what He's saying. He always makes the difference in all of our lives today. And I thank God, the Bible says God's close to the brokenhearted. And He's paying attention right now to what you're experiencing, what you're going through. He ain't distant, amen. He's not like something else that's out there in the world that doesn't know and is not aware, amen. The second thing we see that God can bless those with broken hearts is God grieves with us. He grieves with us. You know, not only at a time that's sad right now, Brother Hyde, because we miss Him, of course, then He's where we want to be, but He grieves because He knows our hearts are heavy. He knows what we feel right now. He knows more than any one of us else today. And so I thank God because we were made in His image. We were made to be the way we are today. And I thank God He designed us that way. It's the ability of God given to grieve and to carry out because we were made in His image. Amen. He's sympathetic. He's suffering. You know what? You ever been around somebody that don't really care about much of anything? Maybe it's a boss. And we don't want to say bad about bosses. And there's probably been a lot of bad bosses out there. But there may be. They just ain't sympathetic to what's happening in your cause or what you're going through today. But I thank God. Even in Isaiah, He began to tell us that every one of us, as we look, He tells us in Isaiah 61, verses 2 and 3, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord, the day of vengeance to our God, to comfort all that mourn, He said, to appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give unto them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning. Someone that grieves with us is exactly what the Old Testament of Isaiah, or I say Jeremiah, Isaiah, they had some tough times. They grieved. It's not for another, but I believe it's Jeremiah 17. Jeremiah talks about let the roots go down. And let the roots go into the mercy of God where your foundation is. And I thank God these are those times that our roots go into our Lord and Savior. That's our stability right now. That is our safety net that we have that will hold us up in this time that we're going through right now, amen. And so let me continue reading. The oil of joy for mourning and the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. I underline these things. That they might be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that He might be glorified. Yes, He grieves with us. Jesus was sent to comfort us. He will comfort you. But you know what? Sometimes we forget the greatest resource we have. And I tell people this a lot of times over the many times where I've been with families with death. I said, listen, don't forget to ask the Lord to comfort you. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. He wants you to ask that. You know, sometimes we just assume that, you know, even though He feels and He grieves with us, He wants you to still to ask from Him so that He can heal. And sometimes we don't ask for some of the hurting that we need. Ask the power source. Ask our Lord and Savior. He will meet your need. But I'm going to tell you, even the words that I'm saying today, I can't touch what He can for you. No one on this world can say the comforting words. I don't care how elegant in words, how great they are in their prayers. The Lord is the greatest resource that we all have to go through when times like this come into our church and our family. Amen. And so we see that how God begins to bless us when we have broken hearts. Number three, God gives us a church. God gives us a church family for support because we are the safety net. We are the ones that catch each other, and we have been for some time. I know for a fact for it's fixing to be, well, it's going to get on to about 16 and a half years. All the way back to where I was working at a Japanese company. Brother Wendell, Brother Hack, they had enough confidence that they would say, let's give this preacher a chance to come in. And I say, I thank God for that. And you know, every one of us, as we look at each other today, we are a part of the blessing of healing and rejuvenation for the family that's going to be there this afternoon as we all come together. We're that support. You're meant to go through grief on your own. Nobody's meant to go through grief on their own. We all have support in it. We're all there for you. And I'm going to tell you, men, as we try to be there for men, ladies, if you got to step up or not, let's be there to support our family right now. Sister Sheila, amen. You know, now, I know that sometimes, a lot of times we say things that we shouldn't say. Sometimes we say a lot of things that, you know, that, well, you know, sometimes eventually they're going to get over. Well, no, not always. We don't always assume a lot of things. Sometimes we can say some of the wrong things. And I might share some of that with us later on with the families as well, what we actually do. And maybe I can just jump in, but sometimes we try to come up with something. Don't worry about all those things. Just be there for them. You ain't got to come up with some special wisdom to say to them. You just be there for them. Just be there for them. They're not expecting you to say some wonderful comforting words. Hug on them. Love them. Just be there for them. That's all you need to do. You ain't got to worry about, oh God, I don't know what I'm going to say somewhere. And you know what? Don't worry. If you ain't strong enough to make it, nobody's going to hold it against you, but just be there for them. You may not say all the things that they need to hear. Just love on them and be there for them. And that's the most important thing that you can do to support this family and give them your love, the love of Jesus that is in your heart. Amen. And so I thank God. I don't know. I'm not really going by my thing this morning. Just let the Lord lead this morning. I thank God as we look. He tells us, so we being many are one body in Christ, and every one members one of another. He said, be kindly affectioned one to another with brotherly love and honor, preferring one another. Rejoice with them that do rejoice, and weep with them that weep. And that's us. Just giving you references because, man, I'm going to tell you, every one of us, we're going to have something that we're going to experience. It may not be a loss of a life. It may be something else. But I'm going to tell you, it's all right to be the way you are. It's all right to be down like me. We'll kick the devil later on. We'll pick on, you say, whoa, he picked on me. But you have a power that is inside of you that has a source that will help you through these times. I thank God as we look and realize as we move on, as you go through grief, don't go through it on your own. Don't try to ever do anything. Use your support, amen. And I got two suggestions that flips over on the other side that says this. Never minimize another person's pain. You have no idea what their pain is. You may think that you know all the details, but you don't. Never, ever minimize a person's pain. Because they have something that you have no idea what it is they're experiencing right now. How close that they're dealing with things right now. And so sometimes every one of us, I'm a physical man. I want to repair it. I want to fix it, but I can't. I cannot fix this. You can't fix this, but the Lord, He can do the best that anyone can. And so just remember that. Never minimize it. Secondly, don't ever rush anybody. Sheila, Miss Jones, all your things, take all the time. You don't know. Boy, I tell you, don't ever, you know, you might, I tell you, you amaze me that you're at the piano this morning. If you didn't ever want to get behind the piano ever again, I would have never said a word. I'm never going to rush you ever. Nobody is. Thank God, nobody can rush anybody during times like this. And so I'll tell you, as we let grief take its place,
We look at God uses, number four, grief to help us grow. And this is the time as a church, as close as we are as a church, that He's going to use this to make us stronger. I wasn't sure if I'd be able to get up here. I cried. I think I thought I was sick in my stomach just the other day. And you know what? It's grief. It's grief. You have to recognize it for what it is. And so God uses grief to help us grow, number four. He uses it to get our attention. He shouts at us sometimes. The blueness of a wound cleanses away evil, soothes his stripes. The inward parts of the belly, Proverbs 23. And so He uses it to get our attention. He brings good out of the bad. You know, I don't know. Mary Caesar, she was saying some things that she says, you know, God knows things we don't. I'm never wise enough, nor anybody that ever, we could have never figured this out. It wasn't meant to be. We want to hold on. I'm selfish too. I won't have it right here with us right now. But God knows the thing, but evidently, He brings good out of this. And I tell you, I'm looking to see that good. Whatever that is. Because He did. He said He works what? We know that what? All things. He said all things work together for good to them that love God. That's us. All things work together. Not a few things, just whatever. Well, all things work together. That's where I come up with that at. And so I thank God, every one of us, to them who are called according to His purpose. And I thank God, He begins to prepare us for eternity. The Lord laid this on my heart a few days ago. I've only been sharing this. You know what? I tell people, you know what? You ain't going to take your wardrobe to heaven. You ain't taking your car to heaven, but you are taking your character. And God is still working on us every day. He's building character in our lives right now. As we experience sad things that happen in our lives, He's developing us. He's strengthening us each and every day. Boy, I tell you, some of the things that we go through, maybe you can handle things when you're ready for it, but when it's like this, when it's a shock, it hurts. I told many of you, Lee's dad, he just getting a haircut. He didn't even get done with a haircut. He was gone that fast. That's how quick God can come. That fast. He didn't even get done with his haircut. Lee was hurt so bad, I had to go pick her up because there was nothing wrong with him. But because of that quickness and shockness, it hurt so bad. I couldn't sleep. I couldn't. I didn't want to eat that man. You know why? Because it's the price we pay when we love somebody. God designed us that way. And so how much we hurt. And so I thank God. God gives us also the hope of heaven. You either got hope that you're grieving with, or you don't have hope at all that you're grieving with. You don't want that other hope. We've got hope of eternal life one of these days. And I thank God. God gives us the hope of heaven. This life is not all there is. It's just a warm-up right now. This is a testing ground. Bible says in 1 Thessalonians 4:13, but I would not have you be either brethren concerning them which are asleep, but listen, I underline it. You sorrow not even as others which have no hope. Because we know where Brother Howie is right now. We know where some of our loved ones that know Jesus Christ as a personal Savior are right now. But Lord, help us. Help us to continue on. Give us strength to go forward. And I thank God. He says, one of these, He's going to wipe every tear from our eyes. We haven't got there yet. We haven't gotten to that point. That might be the future, but that's not right now. There's going to be some more tears that we're going to shed. Hey, I'm not predicting the future. I don't know the future. But I do know where I'm going to spend eternity at. That I do know. I tell you. And lastly, God uses our pain to help others. God uses our pain to help others. It's called redemptive pain. Redemptive pain. I didn't know there was such a pain. But boy, you know what? If it wasn't cut, we wouldn't try to see through it and heal it. But we react to what happens sometimes. It's the highest, it's the best of use that God has, is redemptive pain. That through this pain, we know how to help others. Somehow, other mothers know how to help other mothers that have had similar pains. children that after something happened to them, they know how to help others that have pain in their hands. And so rather than focusing on our pain, we redirect that focus and say, Lord, through this, I want to be able to help somebody else. Lord, through this experience, let me be stronger, be more mature each and every day. And so, yes, we're in a broken world out there today. Every day, we need comfort, or we need to comfort someone. That's how it's going to be every single day. Today is no different than any other day. You either need comfort, or you need to comfort someone else. That's every day. That's life. And so I'm going to tell you, that's hard. But our greatest ministry, I underline mine. I wish I would have underlined yours, but if you didn't underline this, my greatest ministry will come out of my deepest hurt that I wrote on it. Let me say that again. My greatest ministry will come out of my deepest hurt. And I thank God in this broken world of suffering and loss, pressures and disease that we're around today, this morning, God draws the brokenhearted close to Him. God grieves with us when we mourn, amen. God doesn't expect us to be happy all the time. And in fact, grief is an essential part of a healthy way to be able to do that. And so by creating us in His image, God is able to bless our broken hearts through the process of grieving. Amen. Grief is the only response that we have when things like this happen. Heads are bowed, eyes are closed. And Sister Sheena, if you come to the piano this morning and say something that some of you might need to pray about this morning. I hope this message is for you as it is me this morning. That as we go forward, may we learn to be strong each and every day. As this family, they're hurting still. We're hurting still. But as we go closer and closer on our journey, and remember, God says it's all about the journey in our life. That's what He says. It's all about our journey every day because He's building character. I want to ask you this morning to join in with me as we pray for the families, as we pray for each other this morning. Father, Lord, I ask you this morning as our church comes together, Lord, as we feel the pain, the loss, as we miss someone that's dear to us, and as our loved ones, Lord, that they mean so much to us, someone that's dear to our heart, Father. Lord, as we come together with a family tonight, Father, Lord, I pray that you use all the memories and all the good times that we've had together as we talk to them to start that healing process in their life, to be there for them, Lord, to help them with their pain, to help us as well, Father, as we go forward and go through this hurt that we're experiencing as a church family, Lord. Lord, I thank you for our deacons, and Lord, I thank you for every man, woman, boy and girl, the people that have had this church for. Hold us up, Father. Wrap your strong arms around us. Sister Sheila, Miss Jones, Sister Mary Senior, and all of the family pals. Lord, I ask you to give us that strength. Lord, as this message goes out to us today, Father, Lord, and for us to be there, to be better for you and your kingdom, and to be stronger in our times of weakness. Lord, we ask you, Lord, to help not only our families, help us, Lord. Help us in our times of weakness, when we're sad. Lord, when we're not always laughing, when we're not always with joy, but we know the greatest strength comes from you. You will help this family, and you will help us as we go through the pain that we're feeling right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen. Can we stand together this morning? Put the page number.
Sharing with us yesterday one of Al's favorites, page 300.
Page 300. And we want to open the doors of people of that Baptist Church. Someone this morning may want to come and join with us by letter, by state of faith, or by baptism. You come this morning. Maybe you just want to come up and pray. You do that. Just follow the Spirit of the Lord this morning as we sing this morning.
Yes, thank you, Jesus. Jesus.